Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Hidden Soccer Good Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Jacob Taliani. I will be your host here on the Hidden Soccer Good Podcast. Here we talk a little bit about anime. We talk a little bit about what it's like running the shop, the Hidden Soccer Good shop. Talk a little bit about what it's like working with the artists and a whole bunch of other stuff. So if you're into doing that, welcome. Good to have you here. So today, I want to talk a little bit about some really interesting stuff that happened. Side note, I tried recording this earlier and my mic was bugging out and all weird. So if it randomly gets louder or quieter, I'm sorry. I'm trying not to make that happen. I think I fixed it, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, today, really interesting news. So we had another sale, and that sale came from my mom. And it's hilarious because she saw some of the posts on Instagram. By the way, if you're not following, it's just Hidden Sakuga on Instagram. And she was like, oh, that's a cool shirt. I think I want to get one. So when I was downstairs eating breakfast, she was like, hey, show me where the site is. So I typed it in, loaded it up. She's like, oh, these are cool, right? She's like going through, looking at all of them, that kind of stuff. And she gotten a bunch from like a whole bunch of different shows. And it's hilarious because she still doesn't even know what anime is. And well, I mean, she does now, but it was funny because she was just like, oh yeah, these are cool. I think I'll just wear them just because I like the way they look. I was like, oh, sweet. That's awesome. So that was pretty lit, if I'm being honest. And actually, that's kind of what I want to talk a little bit more about, is like the conversion process. So this whole thing kind of led into me lightly confessing, if she didn't already know, that I watched it. I watched a lot of it, right? Maybe not a lot of it, but that I watched it, right? And because she was like, well, you know, what's anime, right? And explained it to her. And showed her some of the shows, kind of brought up a bunch of other ones, right? So I was like, oh man, dang it, I'm exposing the secret, right? Because for a while, for those of you who don't know, my parents don't even know that I watch. I've never even really watched it. I don't think my dad does. Now my mom does, obviously, but it's hilarious too, because I'm like, what, 23 now? And I really shouldn't be really too worried about any of that kind of stuff. But for whatever reason, it's like one of those core memories, right? You start anime when you're younger and you realize like, oh, I can't tell anyone about this. Like, this is a secret and I will die with it being a secret. But it's a lot more mainstream now, a lot more tame than I think it used to be. And I don't see any problem with bringing on some new fans and maybe talking about it a little bit more. Will I ever tell my dad? Probably not. But if they ask, it's literally like, yeah, I just run a shop for nerds. Like, oh, cool. Like, what kind of nerds? She's like, oh, just like the internet ones. So you guys are internet nerds, and I am too. But anyway, it's interesting. So she got in a bunch of it, really, really happy or grateful for that. And the funny thing, though, is that she that led into the whole, well, what is it? And that kind of stuff. So I was talking about Death Note, because she grabbed a couple Death Note shirts. And she was like, oh, this looks like really cool. What is this one? And so I was explaining the premise of the show. And she was like, oh, that sounds interesting. I think I'll watch it, right? And then that was like, oh, I don't know if you want to watch it. It's pretty rough to start on, right? Like, I don't know. At least for me, I remember when I was starting, I started on Naruto, moved on to Sword Art. And then I think actually the next step was going to be Attack on Titan. Because at the time, there was only one season. And it was really popular still. People are like, oh, this is sizing up to be like an amazing show, which we all know it is. And I remember watching the first episode and then watching, you know, one of those characters get chomped in half. And I was like, well, shoot, this is a little bit too much for me right now. And I turned it off. And that was young Jacob. Okay. But nowadays, I mean, obviously watched Death Note, watched everything else. And so I was like, I don't know, mom, like, this might be a little bit intense for your first show, right? And she was like, oh, no, like, this is definite, like, I'll check it out. So we watched a little bit of the trailer, and then right when she saw Ryuk, the Shinigami, she's like, oh, yep, no, I'm not going to watch this. And I was like, okay. She's like, yeah, too scary. It's like, all right. But, you know, you have your potential new member on the hook. You got to invite them in. You got to bring them into the cult, right? So I was like, huh, what would be a good starter show? And I feel like Demon Slayer, I think this is going to be my go-to introduction show for most people, just because it's like, it's nothing too crazy, right? As far as like fantastical powers go, it's a pretty straightforward story, and the animation's really good. So I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, it might seem kind of basic, but I think generally it's a really good starter show. So explain the premise to her. Initially, she was freaked out about the whole idea of like, oh, demons and that kind of stuff, but explained it. And so we'll see if she watches it. So if she does, that's another person we get to join the club. And plus someone that like, it's funny because there's the typical trend line. I think I talked about this in an earlier episode, but it goes from, oh, this is really weird to, oh, like there's something cool that I heard about it and you feel like you're missing out for the most part. Or maybe you just thought it's been interesting and you want to try it out. It was kind of the route that I went. And you start watching it. You're like, oh man, this is weird, right? And then from there, you're like, oh, this is like the story's actually pretty good though. Or like, oh, this is better than I was expecting. And then before you know it, you finish the season and you're like, well, shoot, what do I do now, right? Like, am I actually a fan? And yeah, I'm thinking that's probably the route that mom's going to go down if that happens. And I feel like it's the job of us veteran weebs to introduce them really to all the other fun genres. Cause as you know, as you watch more of it, you really start seeing some of these tropes come back again and again and again, kind of like an isekai or like your stereotypical romance anime or that kind of stuff. Right. And it can be kind of annoying, but you have to remember for these new people, they haven't seen any of that yet. This is a very unique thing to anime is all those different tropes and random genres, right? So you can introduce them all and it'll be like, whoa, that's super cool. Kind of like when Sword Art came out, how everyone was like infatuated by the first season, right? It was awesome. And I honestly, I still liked it. Like I know it was like edgelord type of stuff, right? Oh my gosh. But still, really, really good. I think I'd probably watch the first season again. I haven't actually watched it since it came out. And then I feel like it went downhill. But then again, I haven't watched it. That's just hearsay. Okay. So I can't say too much on it. I know there's still actually a pretty dedicated fan base. And I see them in the comment sections every now and again. Like, why are you guys picking on us? Right. kind of like the My Hero fandom. Why are you picking on us? Because you guys are weird. That's why. Actually, that's the other thing is like, part of me was a little bit scared to introduce her because some of y'all are really weird and that's just a fact. Okay. But I think generally the fandom itself, like anime as a whole, has really mellowed out. It's kind of gotten the crazy edgelords have more or less moved on or they're a little bit lesser. I think, cause actually here's the thing. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks on this cause you know, the Demon Slayer movie is coming out fairly soon. I'm actually going to go see it on a Friday with someone. And I see a ton of TikToks, people being like, yo, shower before you come, okay? Or just like, I better not see any of that like sus stuff while you guys are here, right? Like, I'm here to watch the movie. I'm here to enjoy it. I don't want to see any of that like really, really cringy cosplay, roleplay, that kind of stuff, right? And I honestly agree. I feel like if we want the genre to grow more, if we want more shows to come out, we're going to have to learn how to tone that down or at least keep it to some certain areas. And I feel like a lot of those types of people usually come out more towards, more towards like conventions and that kind of stuff. And here's the other thing. I'm not talking about cosplay. I don't have a problem with cosplay. I think that's okay. Plus, I think the costumes can be really, really cool. I'm talking about the people that are just like, you know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then you listening to this know who they are. Like just the super, super, super cringy people. Oh my gosh. So annoying. But at the same time, they're fellow fans, so we can't give them too much flack. I mean, we're here enjoying a show together. So as long as everyone showers and as long as everyone showers and keeps the cringiness down to a nice tone level, I think we'll all do pretty well. And I don't really expect the show to just be like the dark side of the anime convention. I think it's just going to be a lot of these newer fans that have come to the theater, especially since Demon Slayer. Like I think Demon Slayer really resonated with newer people. And that's part of the reason why I started Mom on it and why I think I'm going to start most people on it. It's just because it's pretty mild, you know, it's straightforward and it's still generally a good story, no matter what the anime critics say. Actually, side note, okay, I was planning on ending the episode here, but can I just rant for a second? I hate the people that are just like anime elitists. Like the ones that are just like, oh yeah, well, you know, your show might have like sentimental value to you, but that's about it, right? it's just trash all around. Trash, trash, trash. And obviously there's like arguments in the anime community all the time about what shows are good, what shows are bad. And I think it's okay to be more or less critical, especially as you get more, I feel like as you become a little bit more of a veteran, have your own taste. That's the major key. It's your taste. Your taste doesn't encompass everyone, okay? But I'm talking more about just the anime critics who just rate everything like a 6 for the most part, right? On their My Anime list. It's like, oh yeah, Death Note, 6. Shippuden, 6. Now, granted, I can understand why someone would rate Naruto lower on the totem pole just because of all the filler. But you got to admit, like, why do you think it was so popular? It was awesome, and it changed a lot of people's lives or introduced them or like that kind of stuff, right? That's the other thing too. Why do people crap on like popular shows just because they want to be different, right? It's like, listen, I'm not going to say I'll never watch One Piece. I'll probably watch it at some point. And I make jokes of it lightly, but I'm not like, oh, it sucks, right? Like, and you're like unironically trying to convince people that it sucks just because it's popular. Same thing with My Hero. Like, I think My Hero, even though I'm not a huge fan of the fan base itself, the show is really good and I enjoy it. Just because an anime is popular doesn't mean that it's bad, right? Anyways, I'll get off my high horse, but really fun stuff. Might have a new member to the Weeb world, and we're picking up in orders. Equals more funds for the artists, and the longer we can keep the shop going on. I want to really scale this as high as possible, and I'm planning on trying to work with more and more influencers. In fact, today, the goal is to start building out a system to get more of these people on board. And hopefully we can kind of smooth out the artist payment process. But I think I'm going to worry about that a little bit more later. Right now, I'm just kind of tracking it all in a spreadsheet as the orders come in. But anyways, it was good talking to you guys. Hope you have a great rest of the day. The next episode I'll probably make just reviewing the Demon Slayer movie. So the day after, probably like a Saturday or something like that. But hope you have a great rest of your week. Stay hydrated. Later.